Binance Wallet's SpaceX pre-IPO subscription draws about 557 million turn Binance Wallet's subscription window for pre-IPO SpaceX exposure, attracted about $557 million from 27,689 addresses, according to Dune data shared by Wu Blockchain on June 12, 2026. The figure works out to roughly $20,000 per participating wallet on average, one of the larger single-product on-chain inflows tied to a traditional equity event this year. The timing is the story. The subscription filled up while the broader crypto market sat in extreme fear. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 18 as of June 12, 2026, with Bitcoin at 63,358, up 1.3% on the day, and Ether at 1,666, up 1.0%. Capital that would not touch spot tokens at those sentiment levels still committed nine figures to a pre-IPO bet routed through a crypto wallet. $557 from 27,689 wallets. The headline number comes from on-chain tracking, not a company press release, which is worth keeping in mind. Wu Blockchain attributed the $557 million and 27,689 address count to Dune dashboards reading the subscription contracts. That is a measurable, verifiable flow rather than a self-reported marketing total, but it captures committed funds during the window, not a final allocation or a settled secondary price. The roughly $20,000 average per address is an arithmetic mean, so a handful of large depositors can pull it upward, while most wallets sit well below that. The distribution matters more than the average for judging whether this was retail breadth or a few whales, and the raw address count of 27,689 at least signals wide participation rather than a closed allocation to a few funds. Crypto wallets as a pre-IPO access rail. The more durable trend underneath the number is that crypto wallets keep turning into a distribution channel for assets that used to sit behind accredited investor walls. SpaceX is privately held, and direct pre-IPO shares have traditionally been reserved for venture funds, employees, and a narrow set of secondary buyers. Routing exposure through a wallet flips that access model. This is not the first signal of that shift. Gate reported around $60 million flowing into its own pre-IPO window for SpaceX, and DeFi Llama listed on-chain perpetuals referencing pre-IPO names including SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic. Each product packages private company exposure differently, with different counterparty structures and settlement mechanics, but they point the same direction. On-chain venues, competing to be the retail entry point for assets the public markets have not yet priced. That competition raises the obvious question of what a buyer actually holds. Pre-IPO products vary widely. Some give synthetic price exposure, some represent claims on a special purpose vehicle, and some are derivative contracts that settle against a reference mark rather than delivering equity. The mechanics determine the risk, and they are rarely identical across two products, even when both say SpaceX on the label. A bet placed during extreme fear demand clustering into a single pre-IPO window while spot crypto trades in fear says something about where conviction is sitting. Traders are rotating risk appetite toward a specific catalyst, the long-anticipated SpaceX debut, rather than broad token beta. Shadow markets have been pricing SpaceX's eventual public listing for a pop of at least 35%, which gives the subscription a clear upside narrative the token charts have not offered lately. The risk runs in both directions. A pre-IPO mark is only as good as the eventual listing and the terms of the specific instrument. If the debut slips, prices below expectations, or the product settles on a reference that diverges from the headline number, the gap between a hopeful entry and a real outcome can be wide. None of this is investment advice, and on-chain pre-IPO exposure carries layered risks. The underlying equity event, the product structure, and the platform holding the position. Self-custody of the wallet does not remove counterparty risk embedded in a synthetic or SPV-style claim. For SpendNode readers, the takeaway is less about SpaceX and more about the rail. The same crypto wallets that hold spending balances and route card payments are now being marketed as gateways to private market exposure. Binance is one of several issuers building both sides of that stack, and the line between a payments wallet and a brokerage account keeps thinning.